Well, there is pushback to a British study that suggests that music is sadder and more negative now than it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. We get that story from KCBS's Rebecca Corral.
Researchers at the University of Exeter analyzed the lyrics of more than 15,000 songs produced between 1965 and 2015 and found that everything from the choice of lyrics to the tempo to the instrumentation indicates songs have become more sorrowful and downbeat.
If you look at some of the songs that they've identified as the happiest from the early part of their data set, for instance, Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen, may have some of the musicological elements that they have tagged as happy. It's upbeat, it's kind of bouncy, but at the same time, anybody who really knows that song knows that the emotional tenor of it is far more complex.
That's one reason American University professor of communications studies Aram Sinrag argues with this premise that music has become more negative.
In fact, in some ways, it's a very sad song. It's about how fleeting life is, how quickly things can pass you by, and how there's nothing that you can do to stop it. It's not nearly as happy, for instance, as the Pharrell hit Happy, which happens at the end of their data set.
When, according to the Exeter study, music had become sadder. Professor Sinrag says the way music is now produced and used is far too complex to reduce it to a binary choice of happy or sad.
Music is being made in order to stream in online playlists and to be licensed to video games and television commercials and movies. Music is being made to turn into ringtones, and that different set of uses creates a different set of expectations. Interpreting all of those many decisions, which occur for many different economic and technological and organizational reasons, reducing that to simply an emotional dimension, this is happier, this is sadder, misses the forest for the trees.
Although, even though the decisions about music production are varied and complex, Professor Sinrag sees a truth that worked in 1970 as well as it works now.
Music is something that we use to make sense of our emotions and to share our emotions with other human beings. And sadness is a significant part of the human experience.
Rebecca Corral, KCBS.